Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Powered by Football podcast for this week. Again, my name is Matthew Mallows, and I'm still filling in for Jax Taylor, who, as you all know, was competing at Paris, for the Club World Cup with the Western Sydney Wanderers last week. Unfortunately, we were supposed to interview Jax for today's podcast episode, but due to time zones and various other complications, we weren't able to get that done. Hopefully, for next week's podcast episode, we will have that done. So next week will be a much longer episode, and this week is going to be a much shorter episode, as we don't have an interview for this episode. So without further ado, let's get to the games that occurred on the weekend.
The two morning games saw Sydney FC take on the Newcastle Jets. Sydney FC started off the day strong with a commanding 10-0 victory, which saw Cody Town score a hat trick and George Tiong and Tyrick Brown score braces. Looking to build on this result against a strong Newcastle side, who saw Ryan Sec return after missing the last match with COVID, Sydney put on the pressure early. But it was Newcastle who ended up seeing the better chances of the first half, coming close to scoring an opener on multiple occasions. But by half time, the game was still nil all. It would be Sydney to strike the first blow as a turnover in the middle of the field left Ryan Sec on his own at the back, and Chris Suffield capitalised on this, tucking it in at the far post. The Jets then conceded a late goal through Riley Brown as they pushed forward to look for an equaliser, with the final score being 2-0 and the Jets being handed just their second loss of the season, again by Sydney FC. Two afternoon games saw an understrength Hillside go up against a Football St George team who again did not have Jake Vidakovic. Hills United were missing players in both grades, with Bailey Pete and a Sim Soddy not being able to make it, so it was always going to be a hard task for them in both games. In the championship game, St George struck first against the three-man Hills side, pouncing on a misplaced goal kick to go 1-0 up through Finn O'Donovan. A few minutes later, Alyssa Galea managed to intercept a clearance from St George's defence to make it 1-1 going into half-time. Alyssa would later go on to score the winner for Hills, managing to dribble past the St George defence, with the final result being 2-1 and keeping Hills United's championship title hopes alive. The second game saw St George come out looking to make a second place finish for them more likely, while Hills without a Sim Soddy were up for a challenge. Both teams were evenly matched for most of the first half. However, St George managed to get a breakthrough via Abdullah Karim through a well-worked set piece, sending them 1-0 up going into half-time. St George continued to generate pressure throughout the second half, getting a second goal later on through Jordan Crane, who tucked away a well-placed cross at the far post. The final score for this game ended 2-0 to St George. Now let's have a look at the stats and tables after the results on the weekend. So starting with the championship total table, we have Sydney FC still in first place on 37 points, followed by Hills United on 32 points. We then have Football St George in third on 20 points, Western Sydney Wanderers in fourth on 15 points, and the Newcastle Jets currently still on 0 points in last place. Riley Brown is still leading the goals tally and probably will be for the rest of the year. He's currently sitting on 27 goals. We then have George Tiong in second place for the goals tally on 13, followed by Lachlan Ninham on 10 goals. George Tiong leads the assists on 16, with Riley Brown and Finn O'Donovan both on 8 assists in second place. We then also have Harry Simmons, who also has 8 in assists. Cody Town is looking like he's going to top the clean sheets for the year with 9, followed by Bailey Pete on 5, and Ollie McPhail is currently sitting on 3 clean sheets in third place. Now on to our Premier League tables and statistics. So we have the Newcastle Jets, who of course won the title last week on 37 points. Then we have Sydney FC in second on 26, followed closely by Football St George on 25. And then we have the Western Sydney Wanderers in fourth on 9 points, and Hills United still currently in last on 5 points. Looking at the goal tally, we have Abdullah Karim in first place on 13 goals, followed by Dimitri Leolio Davis on 12 and Chris Hastas on 9. Topping the assists is also Abdullah Karim on 9, with Josh Ryan in second place on 8 assists and Fletcher Ball in third, equal with Dimitri Leolio Davis and Ryan Sek, who all have 7 assists. Topping the clean sheets, we have Ryan Sek on 11, followed by Cody Town on 3, and then we have about 7 or 8 other names all on one clean sheet.
So, with all the action from the weekend covered, I will briefly go over how the Western Sydney Wanderers did last week in Paris. I will obviously go into much more depth next week with Jax Taylor when I interview him. So they ended up finishing last in their pool on goal difference on 1 point. They had for their round robin games 2 losses and a draw. This had them finishing in last, which sent them into the 5th place, 7th place playoff game to decide whether they'd be playing off for 5th place or 7th place. They unfortunately lost that game 3-0, which sent them into the 7th place playoff game, where they won 4-0. So in that game, Ben Keat scored a hat trick, and Jonathan Reyes scored the other goal. Over the week, Jax Taylor also got 2 clean sheets, one in that draw in the group stages, which ended nil all, and then again he got his second one in that 4-0 win, which saw the Wanderers finishing in 7th place. Again, I will be going over their week, the Wanderers' week in Paris, much more with Jax Taylor next week in that interview. So until then, you listeners at home, have a lovely week. Try not to get into too much trouble, and I will see you all for next week's episode.